Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9 PM Greenwich Mean Time. Today is March 6th. Well, at minimum, the pullback and consolidation that we've been anticipating has begun. It looks increasingly likely that this is going to be at least a reaction. The overbought conditions that have been evident on so many stock markets were ripe for a pullback, and that now appears to be underway. In Asia this morning, the majority of markets were down by at least 1 to 2%. And that suggests, well, these are the largest downward dynamics that we've seen in quite a while for some of these markets. While we've had the best start to the year in probably in the living memory for a lot of people, we've seen overbought conditions that have evolved in a large number of markets. They're now starting to put in some quite large downward dynamics. It at a minimum suggests that there's some profit taking going on, that the overbought condition is likely to be unwound. Now, the majority of markets have got progressions of higher reaction lows that have been evident since October, and those would really need to be taken out to question the cyclical bull hypothesis. But it does look like, at this juncture, that those progressions of higher reaction lows are going to be tested. And that would suggest that markets have got a couple of more, potentially a bit more than that percent, to fall before they encounter the first area of potential support. It was a similar story right across the European region. The majority of markets were down in excess of 2%, and a good number of them were down in excess of 3%. In North America, the Dow was down about 1.5%, the S&P about the same. The Nasdaq paired its decline intraday. The composite was down 1.36%. The TSX was down 1.8%. The Brazilian index, it's been so remarkably consistent on the upside over the last month, but it posted its largest downward dynamic in at least the last few months. Today, it was down over 2%, 2.72% to be exact. So we're in this reactionary phase for stock markets. Now, in the commodity complex, it was pretty similar. In gold was down $32. It's pulling now back below the $1,700 area, and now it's sustained that decline through to the close. This is a new reaction low here for the pullback that we've seen over the last 2 weeks. It's now in the region of $20 from its 200-day moving average, and for a contract that's at $1,600, $20 moves are really quite regular. So the 200-day EMA represents a potential area of support. If it were to find support in this area, that would be really quite positive. But such was the decline last week and the damage to sentiment and the fact that people are sitting on the sidelines. It's not altogether sure. I'm not altogether sure. It's not altogether likely that gold is going to find support here in the region of the MA. The prospect for a retest of the December low has increased quite substantially, particularly with the reactionary environment that we're seeing in so many other asset classes. Silver today was down about 80 cents. It's down to 32.90. It's also back below its 200-day moving average. Palladium was down 40. Platinum was down 48. So these are really quite large downward dynamics now for those two metals that have perhaps been less volatile than the other two precious metals. Copper today was down over 11 cents. It's one of the largest downward dynamics we've seen in 2 months. Copper has got probably a chart pattern that is more like stock markets generally, and that held true today with similar downward dynamics to those posted on stock markets. It was a pretty weak day generally in the commodity complex. Oil was weaker by about $2, a bit less than that into the close. Brent crude has been consolidating here in the region of $120, and it has at least lost momentum in the region of a previous peak. It's become more volatile. That's an inconsistency in what has been a remarkably consistent advance in the short term, with stock markets generally weak, the prospect for some weakness in the oil price has probably increased somewhat in the last few days. Of, I suppose, not to be ignored is the continuous commodity index. That's an equal weighted index. It's often referred to as the old CRB. And that encountered resistance today in the region of the 200-day moving average. It's been trending lower for much of the last year. It's been range-bound for the last few months. It had rallied right back up to test the underside of the 200-day moving average, and it's pulling back from that area right now. That's pretty good news generally, because while the oil price is still too high for comfort, the commodity complex generally has been weaker, and the prospect of commodity price inflation, which was such a barrier for monetary easing in much of Asia last year, is unlikely to be such a barrier this year, and the prospect of easier monetary policy for much of Asia, also Latin America, is becoming increasingly likely, particularly as recession is a much more likely prospect in Europe, and the USA is likely to remain a low growth environment generally. The Treasury market was quite a bit stronger in here today. It was up by a full point on the 30-year, by about half a point on the 10-year. German Bunds hit another new high. They've been eking out new highs over the last couple of days. They're held today above the 140 area. The Swiss 10-year is reasonably similar. It's a generally firm tone right across the sovereign bond markets, at least those that are considered safe havens. We continue to see that there's a divergence in the spreads between the Greek and Portuguese spreads and just about all the other Europeans, where the latter are contracting and the former are expanding. It suggests that the European crisis is certainly not over in this right now, and has the potential to become a flashpoint once more. The ECB, there was an article today, the ECB has increased its balance sheet to over $3 trillion, and that's really frothy in terms of the amount of money creation that has occurred over the last 3 months. That money is helping to drive a cyclical bull market. We've had a very, very good run. There's been the likelihood that we were going to have a pause in consolidation. What is now remains to be seen is how volatile the pullback is likely to be. Investors have become used to, or at least have come to fear, a heightened degree of volatility, particularly from August through to October of last year. The consistency of the advance that we've seen over the last 2 months in particular has been comforting in one regard, but now it remains to be seen whether the change of attitude among central banks to move in to support various asset markets, is that going to bring down the amount of volatility? I suspect that it will, but we need to see evidence of that. If what we're getting right now turns out to be nothing more than a reaction and doesn't move into what we would term a correction, which would be a much deeper pullback, then that would be really quite positive. That would help to bolster the argument that we're going to have significant additional gains in the remainder of this year. The US dollar was quite a bit stronger in here today, particularly against the euro, where it was stronger by a full cent. The euro encountered resistance at $1.35 last week. It's down to $1.31. And the almost year-long progression of lower rally highs remains intact. There's, I think, a clear upward dynamic now would be required to really check potential for the euro to get a bit weaker in here and to test underlying trading. A weaker euro is certainly in the Europeans' interests. They need a weak currency, particularly those peripheral countries, if they're going to have any hope at all of getting themselves out of the debt debacle that they've got themselves into. The Asian dollar index was quite a bit weaker in here today. It has also it rallied really quite impressively in the first month of the year. It's been ranging in the region of the October highs for the last month, and it pulled back rather sharply in here today. It is now testing the 200-day moving average. An upward dynamic would be required to suggest that it's encountering support here, but that's probably... I've often looked at the Asian dollar index as a lead indicator for interest in the Asian region and the Asian region's stock markets. It's a bellwether because if someone is going to be buying into those stock markets, then that creates demand for those currencies, and it tends to show up in the Asian dollar index. Today's pullback and the downward dynamics that we saw right across Asia does suggest that we're in for at least a consolidation, and that would probably indicate that there is room for some additional weakness in some of those Asian currencies. When we look right around the world, it doesn't look like there's anything going on more than an unwind of a short-term overbought condition. Provided we see these progressions of higher reaction lows continuing to hold, then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the medium-term upside and the cyclical bull hypothesis that we've had since October. Until we see countermanding evidence, then there's no need to reassess. But in the meantime, the likelihood is that we're going to see these markets pull back a bit further. And I think with that, I'll leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.